Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 24th, 2010. Today, Israeli army invaded the villages of Asamur, Idna and Beit Umar near the southern West Bank city of Hebron and installed several roadblocks. Israeli army bulldozers also entered in a Bedouin village in the Hitlik area in the West Bank Jordan Valley and leveled dozens of structures, including homes, in order to expand a Jewish settlement that was built on the village lands. In East Jerusalem, Israeli police demolished a house in the Lalturk neighborhood near the Mount of Olives. The incident took place just before the house owner, Abed Sablah, got home with an order issued by the Jerusalem District Court demanding a stop to the demolition. In addition, a group of settlers took possession of an apartment in the same neighborhood. With regard to a bomb that was thrown at Hadarim prison in Israel, the Palestinian minister of detainees, Isaac Karake, held the Israeli government responsible for what he described as an attempt to kill Palestinian leaders and politicians detainees. There are nearly 800 Palestinian political detainees imprisoned at this prison. No injuries were reported in the attack. In Haifa, three workers died and seven others were reportedly ill due to a toxic leak and an oil refinery. All victims were found unconscious after inhaling toxic fumes, and the incident was regarded as a work accident due to a negligence. The Israeli police in Haifa said that the incident does not pose a threat to the residents or to the environment in the area. Today, it was also reported that Shin Bet, the Israeli security service, is considering building a private road through a natural reserve that would connect the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Jerusalem residence to his Caesarea house through the road to Coastal Highway. The natural reserve is known to be one of the last habitats of its kind in the country. In addition, Syrian and Palestinian officials condemned the new Israeli law that mandates that a referendum must be held ahead of any withdrawal from annexed East Jerusalem or the Golan Heights. Experts argue the new law will kill any possibility for the resumption of peace talks with the Palestinians and Syrians, stalled due to Tel Aviv's violations. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Aneira Zabal.